That I mentioned last week that there was a shaila whether the pasuk says Achmayin abor mikveh mayim yihi a tohor, if a person is tomei and he wants to become tohor, so he can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. And there's one exception to the rule: a zav has to be tovel dafke in a mayon. It says he needs mayim chaim. What about a zava? He said that a zava sukkush to a zav. So that's a question in Gaonim. So some of the Gaonim came up with this einfal, that a zava needs mayim chaim, and a meila bizman hazeh, nashi didan, kula nashi didan, zavas ninu. We treat all the women as if they're zavas, as takanas rebbe on samach vavim and aleph, we're going to get to that. We treat all the women as if they're toas, as if they don't remember whether they need a zava, so then you would require mayim chaim. So this is against the Tosefta we mentioned, Tosefta Megillah, when it talks about Ein Bein. So it says Beferish that a zava does not need mayim chaim. So one of this, I said that Rashi half the time agrees with the Gaonim, half of the time disagrees with the Gaonim. So one of the Rashis happens to be a Nida on some of Zayin Amid Aleph, Rashi Dibur Hamaskel. It's a long Rashi, the third line from the top of the Amid in Rashi, because the main Nissen. There's a long Rashi, it goes on for 25 lines. The last 5 lines in the Rashi, the last 3 lines says, V'lav Milsehi, the Tanya B'tasef, the Megillah Perek Aleph, Chaimah B'zav, and B'zav, Sazav, Ton, Maim Chaim, B'chulei. And the Ramban HaChumash also quotes that Tosef to reject the Shita Sagoin. Okay, that's all business. Okay, we'll start today with this. Okay. Last week we were discussing the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Makom Mekayim Tomei or not, and does it have any relevance Halacha L'maaseh? It's a topic of Tumah V'Tahor. What does it have to do with Yerideya? So the Navi Yehuda introduced it into the Yerideya. He says that you have a few nafkaminas. So the Pischei Tshuva and Kuf Tzadik Vav says Kotne Hay quotes who's he quoting? Kuf Tzadik Vav is about Bedika Shibinikin. One of the differences between a Nida and a Zava we discussed last week, a Nida is a woman has a rear base Nidasa, and a Zava is a woman has a rear below Es Nidasa. So there are different. That's a difference in definition. And one is it called below Es Nidasa? So the Gemara says the last sugya, that's Yud Aleph Yam Shebei Nidil Anid. And what exactly does that mean? So we discussed last week. That's a machlek is the Rambam and everybody else. The Rambam says, well, the first time the woman has a Riyah, first time the young girl has a Riyah, so you have to get a calendar that's going to last for 100 years. And you keep on marking up 7-11, 7-11, Le'olam Void. And whenever the Riyah occurs, if it occurs in the 7, then she's going to become a Nid. If it occurs during the 11, then she's going to become a Zava. And all the Rishonim reject that Rambam. They say it's against all the Gemaras. The Gemara says only the first 11 days following this, when a woman has an actual Riyah's Nidah, she becomes a Nidah. So for 7 days. The 11 days immediately following those 7 days when she actually was the Poel Mamash a Nidah, so then she has the opportunity, the possibility of becoming a Zava. Either Zava Ktana or Zava Gdela. And then if she didn't become a Zava in those 11 days immediately following the 7 days, whenever the next Riyah occurs, it's going to make her a Nida. She'll be a Nida for 7 days, and the next 11 days following the 7 days when she actually was a Nida, those 11 days are Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidim. That's how all the Rishonim say, and they say the Rambam is against all the Gemaras. So how can you be Miyashiv the Rambam with the Gemaras? It's against all the Gemaras. So that's what we mentioned. All the Achreinim suggested, we mentioned last week, all the Achreinim say the same answer that the Gemara said on the last daf, that it's Machlek, so we keep on Blos Marazai, whether it's Psukim, whether it's based on Drosha Sapsukim, or Taloch or Moshe Misinai. So if it's based on Drosha Sapsukim, if you look in the Drosha, the last daf in Ida, according to Rabbi Akiva, who made everything into Drosha Sapsukim, according to Rekiv, it's only the first 11 days immediately following the 7 days. It's impossible to say 7-11, 7-11, the other way. The Pesukim only say, he works out the drush. It's only the 11 days immediately following the 7 days that she actually was a Nida. Well, we don't accept Rekiv, just like you haven't accepted his drushes, our cults, the cults, the tilim shalalochas. You haven't accepted many of his drushes. So we hold that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So once you say it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so you're free to say that the whole nature of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is totally different, that it's 7-11, 7-11, the Yoylam Void. The other Rishonim say, no, that's just the difference. What the Mokker is the Mokker based on Drosha Sapsukim, or the Mokker is Halacha Moshe Mesinai? But the nature of the din is going to be the same. So since it's muchach lehedi in the Gemara, bekama mekaymis in the Mesichta, that it's not 7-11, 7-11 liyonavod. It's only the first 11 days that followed the 7 days that she actually was a nida. So they say, so that's the same according to Rav Lozman and Azari also. That doesn't change between Rav Kiva and Rav Lozman and Azari. According to the Rambam, the Echreach, you have to say like that. This topic of 7-11 about a woman who's a Toa appears in a Mishnah in Erechin. Mishnah in Erechin talks about a woman, it's a Mishnah in Nida also, but it's repeated in Erechin. Talks about a woman doesn't remember whether she had a baby, she had a baby boy, a baby girl, twins, she Nida, Zava, she doesn't remember anything. In the middle of Shivanikim, she was Toibel, she wasn't Toibel, she doesn't remember anything. She had amnesia. So the Mishnah works with the assumption that the Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah, it's a mitzvah to go to mikveh on the first available opportunity, so she has to go to mikveh 48 times. Maybe today, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow night, maybe he's a boy, maybe he's a girl, all the logical possibilities. The Mishnah works out the whole thing. So they have the Shurim on Rav Elvela Soloveitchik written up on Erchin. So they quote there a comment in the name of Rav Elvela. I don't know exactly what it's an interesting comment. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to be leading up to. The one who wrote over the Shurim just wrote a brief comment that there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam. There's a big difference between the Rambam and other Rishonim, a major difference. But in definition, there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam and other Rishonim that goes as follows. The Chumash describes a Zava as a woman has a Riyaz Dam below Es Nidosa. So by inference, we can establish that a Nida is a woman has a Riyaz Dam be Es Nidosa. Rav Elvela said that there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim hold, whenever the woman has a Riyaz Dam, it's always be Es Nidosa. Unless it's that specific time, the 11 days immediately following the 7 days of actual Riyas Nida, so you establish when is low Es Nidosa, and the rest of the time is always Es Nidosa, whatever happens to be. Mashenikin, according to the Rambam, it's the reverse. You always establish when is it Es Nidosa. Either you establish the woman has a Vesus Kavua, so the Vesus Kavua is going to make it that it's going to be 7-11-7-9, 7-11-7-9. We worked on a Moshe last week. Or it'll be whatever it's going to be, 7-11-7-2, 7-11-7-11-8, whatever it's going to be. No, that can't be. It has to be something less. 7-11-7-11-5, can't be 8. So according to the Rambam, it's not that you establish when is low Esnidosa and every, the rest of the time is always Esnidosa. According to the Rambam, is the opposite. You establish when is low Esnidosa. You establish when is Es Nidosa. Either the woman has a Vesus Kavua, so you know that's Es Nidosa, or if the woman doesn't have a Vesus Kavua, so you say the first Riyah that she had in her life, so you say 7-11, 7-11, the Olam Vod. So the, every time you say 7 in the Cheshbon, you have a 100 year calendar, so the 7 establishes when it's Es Nidosa. And Memela, the rest of the time will be Loes Nidosa. So I don't understand, does this come to answer some kasha? It's just an analysis of my nafkamina. What was the relevance of analyzing? I don't know, but that's what they quote. The Rav Elvela said, there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam, there's a fundamental difference halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa is a difference. He says there's a fundamental difference in definition. That according to the Rov HaRishonim, whose opinion has been accepted, we don't accept the Rambam, that it goes on l'yoylem void. You have to have a 100-year calendar. So according to Rav HaRishonim, whenever the woman has a riyah, it's always called Es Nidosa, except we establish when it's low Es Nidosa. That's what you have to mark off on the calendar. The 11 days immediately following the 7 days of Nida, that's low Es Nidosa, and the rest of the calendar is free. Everything is going to be Es Nidosa. According to the Rambam, is the reverse. You have to determine when is Es Nidosa, and the rest of the time is going to be low Es Nidosa. Okay. So again, so last week we were discussing a lot of things. One of the differences between a Nida and a Zava is that the Zava has to have Shiva Nikim and a Nida does not need Shiva Nikim. Shiva Nikim, so you have to have Bedikas every day. We'll get to that. You have to make a Hefzik Tau, you have to make Bedikas every day. So the question is, what's the din if a woman is in the middle of counting Shiva Nikim and then she has a Riyaz Dam B'li Hargosha? In the middle of Shivinikim. We learn Shmuel's din on Nun Zayin on the base that Mi'ikara din deraisa midirabbonim they were goizik samim. But midina deraisa it's bitsara shetagish, bitsara you have to have hargosha So what's the din if you have a Riya Bali Hargosha? Would that be Soyser in the middle of Shiva Nikim and Atorah? Or would it only be Soyser Midirabbanah? That's a fundamental question. It's a Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. It's a Nafkemina Halacha Lamaisa. So here the Pischei Tshuva Kuf Tzadik Vav Siv Kotten Hei quotes that the Sidrei Tara came up with a Chiddush. I think it's the Sidrei Tara. Not sure if the Sidrei Tara or the Chavis Das. You got to look through it slowly. So one of the Gedolei Achrayim in the back of the Yerodei came up with a Chiddush that since we paskan la'alocha makam mekoy matamei, so a Riyaz Dam in the middle of the Shiva Nikim would be Soysa min HaTorah. And then he quotes that the Chasam Sofer has a Tshuva Kufayin Zayin Chelik Yerodei where he quotes the Tshuvas in the end of the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim is the Sefer written by the Ktos HaChoshen and Aben Ezer. So the end of the whole Sefer is like a Ktsais HaChoshen, running on HaChoshen Mishpat, so it's a running Chidushim on the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. At the end of the Sefer, there's a collection of Shabbos and Tshuvas. So some of the Tshuvas are Halacha L'maisa. Most of them are just Lamdisha essays. No one ever asked them to be Shabbos. Like the Shagasar, nobody ever asked them to be Shabbos. When is Man Kriyashma? Whether Kriyashma is the Reis or the Rabbah, no Balabas ever asked them that chance. So most of the Shailas and the Shailas Tshuvas of the Avnei Miluim, the end of the Sefer, are just essays, and one or two of them are Halacha L'maisa. So one is Taka Shailin Hilchas Nida. We have to discuss this topic. So he disagrees with those who say that Makam Mekamitame is a reason to declare that a Riya in the middle of Shiva Nikim should be Soysa Min HaTorah. The way we said, for sure not. We had two Mahalchim. We had a Tosus on Tezayinim and Aleph, where Tosus says that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Why do they have to say what motivated Tosis to say it has to be Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Because they understood literally the Mokker is like an Avi Avoy Satuma, and anything that touches the Mokker doesn't have to be Dam. It could be, they quoted Gemara, Shtei Tipe Margolius. If the Mokker Shehizia, they quoted Gemara Mem Aleph on the base, Mokker Shehizia, Shtei Tipe Margolius, clear liquid comes out, clear fluid comes out from the Mokker, it's not Dam at all. So Tosis says that Dam, the dam is an av hatuma because it touched the mokka. The mokka is an avia bais hatuma. Aye, but it's maga bais hastorm. Maga bais hastorm doesn't count. They say it must be Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So according to the way Tosis says, it certainly doesn't make any sense. That should be soysa in the middle of Shiva Nikim, because mokka mekamitomi. And if the fluid that comes out is not even dam, a lot of fluids come out from the mokka. So fluid that's bechlal not dam. Even according to the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosafot. The Rambam understood the Gemara differently. In Chicago Yeshiva, in Skokie, there used to be a big Rosh Yeshiva Yosef Gorab Chaim Korb. He passed away many years ago. So he put out the Svarim, I think called Nesivas Chaim. So one of his Svarim has a whole essay on the Shita Saram. I think what we said last week, I think, is what it says in the Nesivas Chaim. That the Rambam, and I said, oh, apart from the Ragachover, that the Sidrei Tara had a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, Rambam always paskins Makom Mekamitomi. Nonetheless, he paskins that if it's dam in Amako, the dam, not only the Isha is not Tameya, the dam is not an Av Hatuma either. The Gemara seems like it says that it's totally Zebizet. That if you're Makom Mekamitomi, so even dam Amako would also be an Av Hatuma. So that the Sidrei Tara and the Chidud Halachas. The Sidrei Tara is a running commentary on the Eridea. Then the second half of the Sidrei Tara is called Chidud Halachas. He has a Oris on the Mesifta. Daf al daf, not exactly every single daf, yes, or is in the order of the Mesich, I'll say the Ramesich. So he points out in the Chidat Halach is that this Ramam is against the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish that if Makam Bekamitam, even Damak is also Av Hatum, how did the Ramam pass Makam Bekamitam? And he says Damamak doesn't count at all. So the Ragachover and the collection of letters in Europe, in the yeshivas, that was the practice. And the Chassidish yeshivas, the Litvish yeshivas, they all used to send postcards to the Ragachover with kashas. They used to send a double postcard. They had to pay for the postage, and he would answer everybody's letters. Like Rav Chaim Kanievsky does now. Rav Chaim Kanievsky just writes one word, yes, no, maybe. The Ragachover wrote a whole, as much as he could squeeze on a postcard. Mamish, as much as he could squeeze, he would write on both sides of the postcard. He would write on the side of the postcard that had the address also. He would scribble all over the place. He squeezed in the maximum one could squeeze in a postcard. So because it was expensive to pay extra postage, so he wrote everything in Rashi Tevis, look over here, look over there. He didn't spell everything out. And the Sefer that he put in the Svarim that he published, he spelled it out a little more. He didn't spell everything out, but at least he has full sentences and full paragraphs over there. It's not like in the postcard. So his daughter, he only had one daughter. His daughter was married to a Talmid Chacham, who's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And then her father had passed away. And she went to Europe in the middle of the war in order to print the collection of postcards that she had. And they warned her that she shouldn't go to Takanas Nefesh. So she was killed by the Nazis. She was killed in she published a collection of postcards. Since what she published, they published more. But she was the first one. She published her collection. She had never had any children. So that was the end. He only had one daughter, and the daughter left the husband behind in Eretz Yisrael. And she went to Europe, then she was killed by the Nazis. So that collection of tzafnas, that's called Shadus Tshuva tzafnas. It was also not Shadus Tshuva. They're not Shailas Halacha L'maisa. Kashis and learning. They're all called. Every bocher in the yeshiva wanted to get a postcard. Wanted to get a shtikel Torah from the Ragat Shava. So they all sent them postcards. So in one of the tshuvas in the collection of the Shadus Tshuva, so he answers this kasha. That's what we said over last week. He answers this kasha and Siddhivitar's kasha and the Rambam. He said the Rambam and the Gemara don't contradict each other. Talking about two different makas. If you have a maka in some other organ that causes the mucker to give off dam, so that's not called a riyah. A riyah's dam is when the mucker gives out dam on its own. If there's something pressuring the mucker to give out the dam, so that's not called a riyah. But that's what the Gemara says. That's mucker mekayem tami. That's dam hanida. You can have a chetz of a dam hanida. Even in Shaloi Boif and Sharia. Like Dam Bali Hagasha. Okay, Adam Habom and Ameis, the Eitzim and Ameis, after the woman dies. The Gemara said that's also an example. But, and when the Rambam says that the Dam HaMaka is Legamre Tohor, the Rambam's talking there's a Maka inside the Maka that's bleeding. The Dam is not coming from the lining B'chalal, it's coming from the muscle, it's coming from the flesh. It's totally not dam from the chelak asfogi of the makkah. So that's not in contradiction to the Gemara. They're both correct. Sometimes dam makkah depends where the makkah is. If the dam hamakkah is min hamakkah, then the Rambam is also going to agree that it will be an avhatuma. If there's a makkah on min adadim, a makkah, so then it's bechlal not dam hanida. So then the Rambam says that it's going to be toha. So whether you learn like the Tosfos on Tezayinim and Aleph, the Mokka Mekam Mitomi is a Psalach L'Moshe Misinai, that the Mokka is like an Abiyah Boisatum, and any fluid that comes out that touches it, it's a Maga Beis Astorim, and that's Halach L'Moshe Misinai becomes Tomei. So why should that be so in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim? That's a Tumas Mago. The Gemara says Beferish on Lamed Gimel, that the only thing that's so in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim, if there's a Riyah. That's the bottom line, that's a famous Gemara, we're going to have to discuss it at length. The last line on Lamed Gimel Amen Aleph, going over to Lamed Gimel Amen Beis. The Gemara has a shaila. Poleta shichvazer amau shetista bezivo. In this week's Sedra, in Parshas Yisrael, it says that the marriage, right before Maimon Hasina, the married people couldn't be with their wives for 3 days. What is that all about? So the Gemara explains in Masech HaShabbos, only the married people had it. The single people, there's no din of... Everyone had to go to mikveh before Maimon Hasin, but the married people had to be purish for 3 days before. What is that all about? So the Gemara explains in Masechah Shabbos, and a little bit over here, that there's that's the mocker of the din of polet to shichvazera. That if a woman hatashmesh and this shichvazera comes out, rolls out from the rechem, so that causes her to become tameya, and such a woman cannot participate in Maimon Hasina. A woman is polet to shichvazera cannot participate in Maimon Hasina. So that's why the married people had to be Purish, but the Sheikh Vazer is only metame the woman if it's still Royal Hazriya. So how long can it sit inside the Rechem and still possibly be Royal Hazriya? So that's the discussion that the Gemara has on Masech HaShabbos on Daf Peches. So the biggest Chumra, we're Machma for the biggest Chumra is 72 hours. Even if it's sitting in the outside of the body of the Baal, if it's sitting inside the Rechem HaIsha, up until 72 hours, we assume it's still Roy Lahazria, possibly still Roy Lahazria, and therefore it still has the tumor of Poleta Shechva Zer. Right, okay. And Achenami? So we see that it doesn't count. So you see that Makam Makam Tama is not considered Tzaisa. So the Gemara has a suffix here regarding Palat Tishich Vazer in the middle of Shivan Kim. Maush Atista Beziva. That's a woman had Tashmish, and then right after having Tashmish, she becomes a Zava, and then she has to count Shivan Kim, and then she's Palat Tishich Vazer. How is that physical? How possible? She has to become a Zavag Dovah, she has to have a Riyah 3 days in a row. And then she's Palat Tishich Vazera the fourth day later. How is that possible? Unless she became a Zavag Tana. Okay, she became a Zavag Tana. She only has to have Shemeris Yom Kenegad Yom. She only has to be Shemeris Boidekis one day, and then she'll be Palat Tishich Vazera. She had Tashmish that day, and then she became a Zavag Tana right after the Tashmish. And then she's going to be Palat Tishich Vazera the next day. On the day of the Zava Gedoyla is a woman who had a Riyah's Dam 3 days. In the middle of Yud Aleph Yom, she may need a Lenida. So the Gemara says she has to have a Riyah 3 days. And then Taisus proves in the Gemara the 3 days have to be Ritzufim. That's the top Taisus on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Taisus proves in the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, Mikan Mashma Kan Behedya Deina Nas is Zava Gedoyla, Velotzich Hashivinikim Achetiri Gimel Yom and Ritzufim, Yud Aleph Yom. The locos from Shekasa b'Shem Rabbein Asad you go on Shetzvicha Shemunikim Afil Rosa b'Yud Aleph Gimel Yamim Mufuzar. The Taisus proves from this sugi it's b'Feirish on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The top Taisus just says it says b'Feirish and Gemara to become a Zava Gedola to require Shemunikim and to require to bring a korban at the end when everything clears up. That's only if she has a Riyaz Dam in the Yud Aleph Yam Shebein Nida 3 days in a row Gimel Yamim Ritzufim. What if she has only 1 day or 2 days in a row? Or 3 days, but mefuzarim, so she'll only become a zavaktana. What's the din of a zavaktana? So zavaktana is only shemeris yom keneged yom. She doesn't need shivinikim. She only needs 1 day. That's a naki, and then she goes to mikveh. Nikra din deraisa. One of the differences between a nid and a zava was that the nidah you cannot apply miktasayim kukula. Let's say the woman becomes a nidah on Wednesday, so she. Even she has dam for six and a half days solid, she can be tovelis in the mikveh next week on Tuesday night. She just needs a hefsek tara to know that the dam ended. If the dam didn't end, so maybe the dam continued on Tuesday night. She just became a zavaktana because right after the 7 days of nida, start the yud aleph yom shemay nida le nida, and if she has a riyah one time in the yud aleph yom, she becomes a zavaktana. So every nida just needs a bedika. She just needs one bedika when she towards the end of the 7 days to make sure hefsek tara to make sure that the dam is not continuing past the 7 days that she didn't become a zava ktana, and if she becomes so the din is that a nida has to be tavelas balaylo. She can be tavelas tomorrow by yom and atorah. If the rabbanon there adinim, he can't be tavel by yom. I'll have to get to that later in the mesichta. But min atorah she cannot be tavelas before the 7 days are up. By neither you cannot apply mikzas ayam kukula. She has to wait till the end of the full 7 days, and then the night after the 7 days is the first time she can go to mikveh. And after that, by yom or balayla, and there's a reason why midirabbanan they said the woman can only go to mikveh balayla. By a zava though, the zava you do apply the rule of mikzas ayam kukula. If the woman became a zava gedola because there was a riyah 3 consecutive days, gimel yam and ritzufim in the yud aleph yom shebein nida lenida. Then she has to have shivinakiyim, so in Atar she can be tovelas. She can go to the mikveh the morning of the 7th day, miksasiyam kukulai, and midirabbana we don't permit it. That's a gemara later on Samach Zayin on the base, right in the middle of the Amud, mid mishum de repshim de Tanya. That's a star gemara. There's an asterisk on that price of the Tanya. Achatita achar achalukulam. That's the marker of the din of Miktsayim Kekula. By us, we observe Miktsayim Kekula by Avelis. The morning of the 7th day of Avelis, the Avelis is over. The morning of the 30th day, so you say Miktsayim Kekula. So that's based on the Pasuk and Chumash. The original marker is by Zava. That the Zava, you apply Miktsayim Kekula The Zava also, the Zava needs Shevinikiyim, so Meikara Din Deraisa, the Zava and the Zava can be Toivah Bayom. Then the Gemara says, Avalama Chachamim, Asa Lassus Kain, Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon is speaking. Avalama Chachamim, Asa Lassus Kain, Shamatava, the Day Safeg. So there's a Machlaika, so we're showing what, how do you translate the words, Asa Lassus Kain, you're not allowed to do that. What are you not allowed to do? So most of the Rishonim say you don't permit the woman to go to mikveh. With the Rabbanon, even though by Yizavim and Atari say mikseim kukulim, with the Rabbanon we don't permit her to go to the mikveh until the whole seventh day is up. And a minority of the Rishonim disagree. They say, no, that was never awesome with the Rabbanon. She wants to go to mikveh gezuntahei, but she shouldn't be together with her husband until after the day is up. If she'll be with her husband, then it should be mutter. Once she goes to the mikveh and kukula, so she's muteris to be with her husband. But there's a machlekes hatanoim. What's the din if you apply the rule a mikveh and kukula? That pasuk that teaches the baizava, that's the marker of the institution mikveh and kukula. If the woman went to mikveh in the morning, she's tahira now. So whatever she touches will no longer be tamei. What's the din if she has a riyaz dam later on the same day in the afternoon? So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yosi says mikveh and kukula finished. She's no longer a Zava. She has a real later. She's still in the middle of Yeralf Yom Shebei Nidal and Nidal. And so she became a Zava Gedolah because she had a Riyazdam. The 11th day, she had a Riyazdam 1, 2, 3 on the first 3 days. So she needs Shivinikiyim. So that's, it's already going to be after. It's 3 days and then you need 7. So 3 and 7 is 10. Okay, so still in the middle of 3 and 7 is 10. So if she'll have dam later in the afternoon, she'll go to mikveh in the morning of the seventh day, she'll have dam later on in that day, she'll become a zavaktana. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. It'll be mitami mikana lahaba. And we don't accept Rabbi Yossi's opinion. We paskin like the chachamim de Rabbi Yossi. If she has dam tomorrow, if she'll have dam on the 11th day, she'll become a zavaktana. But if she has dam the seventh day in the afternoon after going to mikveh in the morning, based on the rule, a mikzem kekulai, but you still need shivinikim. So if she has dam later in the day, it's soisel amafreya. It turns out she never had the shivinikim, and the whole going to the mikveh was meaningless. It didn't help. The bracha that she said in the mikveh was a bracha levatola, and it turns out that she's chayv kares for being with the husband because it's soisel amafreya. That's how we pass. So some of the minority of the rishonim say avalos alasis came. We don't permit her to be with her husband. Shema tira vitista. Maybe she'll have a real later in the day. She should go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day using mikseim kukula. And then she'll be with her husband. She'll be have to go and mikseim kukula. But what's going to be? She'll have a real later in the day before the shkia. So it'll be so everything. Lamafreya. Shema tova l'day yisr. It may turn out lamafreya that she was over on the yisr. But you don't say she's not allowed to go to mikveh. That's how the minority of the Rishonim say. Most of the Rishonim say, Tosis discusses it here. You look in the Raven and the Balei HaNefesh with the Hasogas of the Balamon, so they give these two pshatim, and the accepted opinion is the majority opinion here. Avraham HaChachamim also lasses Cain, not only also to have Tashmish, it's also to go to Mikveh. We don't permit the Zava to use the rule of Mikseyam Kukuloi, because if she'll have a Riaz Dam later in the day, it'll be Sosa Lamafreya. Okay, so we're going to have to discuss that. We certainly will discuss that. That's going to come up in the end of the Mishnah.
Also to go to the mikveh means she does, it doesn't work? Or means that there's an answer, but she does, she's powerful?
That's also a machlekes. The Shach quotes the Bach, I think that it doesn't even work. Also, it doesn't even work. If a woman will go to mikveh, let's say a woman sometimes goes on vacation, and she has to go to mikveh on Thursday night. She's gone on vacation, she's gone somewhere where there is no mikveh. She's gone on Tuesday. So would you permit her to go to mikveh on Monday night, and she'll promise that she won't be with her husband until Thursday night? So that doesn't help. You can't go to mikveh before this man. There's no tahara lachas man. There's no such thing as going to mikveh now and having the chalos tahara chal later. A few of the achrenim use the lashon that it's called sekinyonai. The Gemara has such a lashon that if you make a kinyan hagboy, you make a kinyan mishicha today, and you want it to become a lach alamed yom, so that doesn't work. That's called sekinyan. You make a kinyan shtar, I give you a shtar to be hariyah mukadeshesli, and I give a shtar, or I give a ring, and I say hariyah mukadeshesli lach alamed yom, so she still has the ring. Even if she lost the ring, the Gemara says it's also not called kol sekinyan. She has a shtar, it's still good. If the shtar got lost before the lamed yom, taka no good, kol sekinyan. But if you make a kinyan hagbo, you make a kinyan mishicha, you make a kinyan chazake, you want it to be kinyan lach alam and yom, so the Gemara calls that kols a kinyonin. So if you have the akrainim, use that lashon over here. The Abdenezer has like that, and others have as well such an idea. That a woman cannot go to mikveh before the correct man, let's say the shivanikim are only up on Thursday night, she'll go to mikveh Tuesday night and she'll wait till Thursday night. So the mikveh can't be mitar lachazman. No such thing. Kolsa kinyan. So that's what the Bach, there are some, the Shach quotes some, the Pashtas in the Pesach should be, also lasses ken, it's awesome of the Rabbana to do this, to be go to mikveh using the din of mikveh and kukula, but if she went to mikveh, so it is mitar. It will be mitar. And some achrenim say no, that even b'riyevet it's no good. Since the Rabbana that says she's not allowed to go to mikveh, so it's like going to mikveh before the zman. So if you go to mikveh before the zman, it's not even good b'riyevet. Midirabbana. And Atara certainly is good. Midirabbana is not good. Yeah. It is a question. That's the difference between the Zavaktana and the Zavakdala. The Zavaktana means if there was only a Riyazdam 1 day or 2 days. And the Zavakdala means there was a Riyazdam 3 consecutive days. 3 days in a row. In the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shemay Nidil and Nidil, so then the woman becomes a Zavagdala.
Can't she become a Zavagdala in like 26 hours?
What do you mean 26 hours?
The end of, say, Sunday afternoon, Monday and Monday night after...
She has a Riyah right before Shkia on Sunday.
Yeah, right after, say, right. Then the partnership was there a problem.
Okay. Possible. Good. Okay, correct. So the Gemara has a shaila here. If a woman is in the middle of Shibinikian and she has a Riyazdam, the last line on Lam Gimel Manal, the woman has a Riyaz. If the woman is in the middle of Shibinikian and then she has Riyazdam in the middle, so Tzaisa, you have to start counting all over again. What's it then if the woman is Polet to Sheikh Lazer and Sheikh Lazer is still Royla Hazriya in such a way that it makes her tummy? Medically, they say that it's physically impossible. Medically, it's impossible. Once the Sheikh Lazer is inside the Rechen, it never comes out. So how is there ever an institution of Palat to Sheikh Lazer? Sheikh Lazer is only called Paletus if it comes from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitzon. And they say once it's past the cervix, it doesn't come out. So yes, this Kasha to Dr. Abraham, who wrote all the Svarim on Shulchan Aruch, all the medical issues. So he sent me back a letter. And he said, the only time it's possible is that if the Sheikh Vazera is on the cervix, if it's on the Shinayim, then it can go out. Once it's past the Shinayim, once it's deeper in, then it's not going to roll out. So it's only possible if it's on the Shinayim. And the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Shinayim has a status like Kilisnim, has a status like Bayis HaPnimi. That's why the Pashtus says that what Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote is very difficult. Rav Shlomo, we said last week, where is the cutoff point between the Bais HaPnim and the Bais HaChitza? So the Pashtus is the cervix. And the Gemara has a discussion whether the Shinayim, the cervix itself, is Kilifnim or Kilachutz. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's Kilifnim. That's considered Bais HaPnim. So that's what Dr. Abraham said. If the Sheikh Lazer never went past the cervix, it just landed on the cervix, then it's possible that it can roll back out. So that's considered going from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitza. What are we going to say later? Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that maybe the cutoff point between the Bais HaChitza and Bais HaPnimi and Bais HaChitza is deeper in, an inch deeper in past the cervix. So the whole Shinayim is a term for a muscle that's circular. So the cervix is the circular muscle, so that's called Shinayim. So we're going to say that the cutoff point between the Bais HaPnimi and Bais HaChitzon is an inch deeper. So the whole Shinayim is Bais HaChitzon. The Gemara said the Tevashi Shinayim is Dina Kilifnim. It's not Dina Kilachutz. You're going to have to say no. The Gemara is talking about a different thing. So you're going to get you're not going to be able to be Miyashiv. The Pashtus is not like our Shlomo Zalman suggests. Pashtus is that the Shinayim is Kilifnim and the end of the Bais HaPnimi is the end of the Shinayim, and from there on is considered the Bais HaChitzon. Anyway, so that's the Gemara Shaila, that's on Parshas HaShavua. Polet to Sheikh Lazer. That's why Atikshu Alisha Shlosha Yomim, because the married woman could become a Polet to Sheikh Lazer up until 72 hours later. That's a Machlekes HaTanayim, a Shaila and Rishayim. How do you pass them with the 72 hours? So the Gemara had a suffix, Polet to Sheikh Lazer, Masha Tista Beziva. What's the suffix in the Gemara? We have an institution of paleta that's in Parshas Yisro. Shlosha Yamim Atik Shalisha, what's the nature of that din of Poletis? Is it a Tumas Ri or Tumas Maga? The different types of Tumayim. Let's say I attend a funeral. So I came in the oil amaze, or I pick up a dead mouse. So Achbar is one of the Shmona Shorts Namur Matura. So a dead mouse is Metame, a dead sheretz is Metame Bemaga. If I touch it with my own hands, it's Metame Bemaga. It's not Metame Bemasa. It's only Metame Bemaga. Usually if someone has a dead mouse, you don't pick it up with your hands. You take a piece of paper and you pick it up, or you make gloves or something. Or you pick up the trap and you throw it out. So that's only Masa. So, sheretz is not Metame Bemasa. If you go to the A&P, you pick up a package of Nevela meat, even though the package is wrapped up and you're wearing gloves, so there's a chatzitza, there's no maga, but nivlas behema is metame b'maga u'b'masa. It's metame either b'maga or b'masa. So that would be metame. Then a mace adam, if it's a Jewish mace, not only metame b'maga or b'masa, it's metame ba'ohel, even if you didn't handle it at all. If you're in the same oil on mace, it's metame. So that's a tumas maga. Tumas maga, tumas masa, tumas oil. The tumah didn't develop in me. I became tummy because I came in contact with something else that's tummy. And sometimes you have a tumah hayotz ol migufa, that's called a tumah sriya. And the man becomes a zav, a woman becomes a zav zava, yoledes, a mitzora, a nido. These people, that's a tumah hayotz ol migufa. So the Gemara says, Ashaila, what's the nature of this pasuk that we learned out from Parshas Yisroel? Atik shu alisha shloshe yamim, that there is such an institution of paleta shechvazera, that the Isha becomes Tameyam. See, that's Taka Shaila. So when I just started to say it over, as I was saying it over, I realized that it's a Shaila. Let's say the woman had artificial insemination, and then the Sheikh Vazera rolls out. Let's say the woman, why do women have artificial insemination? What do they need it for? Let's say the woman is married to a man, and the husband has a Zera Haroi Lahazriya. So sometimes her cycle is such that she's only Ruya Lahazriya before she goes to the mikveh. She has a short cycle, and she can only conceive at the time that she's not allowed to be with her husband. So they can't have tashmish. So that's a problem. So if you use the zera of her own husband and do artificial insemination, she'll be able to become pregnant. The iser of Baal Anida is only if you actually do bia, but if you do artificial insemination, that's not an iser Baal Anida. So in such case, you need artificial insemination. So what's Takada Din? Let's say the woman is in the middle of counting Shivanikim. Then the doctor does artificial insemination, and some of the Zera is going to roll out. Does that have the Din of Paletta Shichva Zera? That it's Zoyser? So then she has to extend, she has to count more than Shivanikim? Or do you say no? So as I was saying over the Pasuk, Atik Shalisha, so I said it over the easy way. If a woman had Tashmish, and then the Shichva Zera rolls out, so then it's a din of paleta shechazera. What if she didn't have tashmish? What if the shechazera went inside the rechem? Shalai boichin shal tashmish. It was artificial insemination. So when that zera comes out, would that have a din of paleta shechazera? The Chumash doesn't talk about such a din. Chumash doesn't talk about such a din. So that's a b'sadiyun on the bottom of the fancy Mishnayos, the Teferes Tzal Mishnayos. So they have a commentary who sometimes called Mishnah Rishayna, sometimes he's called Mishnah Achrayna. On Zroim is called Mishnah Rishayna, and on Taurus is called Mishnah Achrayna. So Zroim is the first of the Shishin Siddur Mishnah, and Taurus is the last. So he always has comments. He gets to the gut of every issue. Halacha l'maisa. He always gets everything. Mamash hits the nail on the head. So he, in two places, he raises this issue, and at this, it's a big machloikis among the contemporary poskim as man hazeh. I already forgot who holds which way. So machloikis, I think, Rabbi David Feinstein, Rabbi David Cohen. I'm not sure exactly, but it's earlier. The Sidri Tara, the Mishnah Achrayna raises the issue. It's unclear what the din is in such case. The Chumash is talking about a case when she's poletus because they had tashmish. So what would be the din in such a case? That's a shayla halacha l'maisa, because usually you do the if the husband's there is roi lahazriya, so what do you need artificial insemination for? You need it because her cycle is such that she can't conceive. After she goes to mikveh, she can only conceive before she goes to mikveh. So then you do the artificial insemination. So that's a shayla whether the din of poletus will require in such a case that she'll have to extend the Shevinikim longer. So the Gemara starts off, this is the Sufik Boyram Yibacham. It's an Ibai Leib Shita, we're Machmar on this. We're Machmar on this. A Sufik Derais of the Chumma. Palet to Sheikh Lazer, Mao Shetista Beziva. What's the Nikudas Asafik? The Sufik is, what's the nature of the Tumah of Poletas? All of the Tumas are divided into two categories. There's Riyah and there's Maga. Riyah means Tumah Yotzal and Miguf have developed in my group. Zab Zab Yid Yoledis and Mitzorah. Those are the five Tumas Riyah. Mitzorah is a chiddush, because zav zava nida yoled is something developed in the body that made the person tummy. Mitzorah, something developed, but the tzaras is not betame until the kohen comes and paskins that is tummy. Once the kohen paskins, the only tummy can al haba. It's not that the kohen paskins and the person becomes tummy mila mafreya from the time that the negative tzaras developed. So one could have argued the point and said that tzaras is not a tumi yotzal megufa. So the Rambam goes out of his way to point out that it's not so. And the Gemara and the Mishnah, they have like that. That a Mitzorah certainly is considered a Tumas Riyah. The Tumas Riyah, tell him to go for Tumas Riyah, the same thing. So the Gemara is Mesupik, what's the nature of the din of Paleta Sheikh Lazer? Should I say Roya Haisa? This I say is it a Tumas Riyah? Or should I say, Oy Dilma, perhaps I should say the top line Alam Gimon Beis, Nagas Haisa, well, I saw it Sosa. Maybe it's only a Tumas Maga. And if it's only a Tumas Mago, then it cannot be that it's going to be Sosa in the middle of Shivinikim. Steer in the middle of Shivinikim is only going to be a Tumas Riyah. That's the premise of the Gemara. Where else do we have another difference between Tumas Mago and Tumas Riyah? We have other differences. The Tmeim, there's a Din Shiloh Tmeim in Amachna. Where is that in Chumash? In Parshas Noso. Shalch min Amachna called Tzeruah v'chol Zoh v'chol Tomi Elo Nofesh. Parshas Noso. So the Gemara says that these three represent three different levels of Tmeim. Kol Sarua v'chol Zav v'chol Tomei L'Nofesh, that the Mitzar is the most Chomer, and the Zav is slightly less Chomer, and Tomei L'Nefesh means a Tomei Meis, someone who came in contact with a Meis. So Tomei L'Nefesh is Tumas Mago, is only Mishtalei Chutz L'Azar. All Tmeim are Mishtachim Chutz L'Azar, that's Machna Shechina. Machna Leviya, the Har HaBayis has a Din of Machna Leviya. So Machna Leviya, anyone who has a Tumah Yotzal Migufan. So even a Zav is also Mishtaleach. Zav, Zav, and Nidei Ledes and Mitzor, all five have a din of Tumas Riyah, and all five are usher to enter into the Har HaBayis. Unless they go to Mikvah, they'll become Tohar, then they can enter into the Har HaBayis. Valkeri is a big question. Valkeri is a big question. There's a stira. There is stiras in Gemaris and Rishonim whether Valkeri is a Tumas Maga or a Tumas Riyah. That's a big shine. And then you have the Mitzorah is not only also Bahar Abayis, even also Tenter Yerushalayim. It's also Tenter in any year of Dayoros Amba Kavus Chamim Moisho Shul Benun. So the Gemara says that the Gemara points out the word Machne appears three times in that Parsha by Shiloh Tmeim in Amachne, in Parsha's Nosai. And it says the word Machne appears three times, corresponding to the three Machnes, Machne Yisrael, Machne Levi, and Machne Shechina. And then the three Tmeim who I mentioned, Yishalchem and Amachan, called Tzuruah, B'chol Zav, B'chol Tomei L'Nofesh, each one is Mishkaleach from a different Machna. The Tzuruah is Mishkaleach from Yerushalayim and from all Ayoros HaMakofes Chayma. And the Zab is Buta Tenter Yerushalayim, but is only also Tenter into the Har HaBayis until he goes to Mikveh. And then the Tomei L'Nofesh, who's a Tumas Mago, is also only Tenter into the Azorim. In the Rabbanon, the Tomei Meis is not allowed to enter the inner parts of the Har HaBayis. With the Rabbanu, they divided up the Har HaBayis into three different parts. So the Tamei Meis is not allowed to enter into the inner parts of the Har HaBayis. But Menatar is only also to enter into the Azorah Mamash. Balkari is a big question. Well, the Balkari is a Tumah Hayotza Ola Migufoy, or it's a Tumah Smaga. Let's see, I think I wrote on the Marmakayim. It's over here. The Shita Mukubet says on the first daf of Baba Kama. The Gemara on the first daf of Baba Kama quotes a Mishnah from Taurus. The Mishnah says, "Ova Tatuma Hasheretz Vashich Lazera VaHatomi Meis." The Mishnah lists off three. So the Shita Mukubet says quotes from the Rash on Mishnayis. That why does it say Hasheretz Vashich Lazera VaHatomi Meis? Why does it say Shich Lazera? Why doesn't it say Habalkeri? So they say because it's not true. Because the Balkari is only a Rishon Atuma. He's not an Avatuma. The Tifa Sheikh Vazera, the Sheikh Vazera itself, that's an Avatuma. When it comes out of the body, it's only Bitami Mibachutz. It's not like a Nida that is Matami Bibifnim. Bibsoro. that it's mitami once it leaves the baisa panini into the baisa chitzin is still mibifnim. Now that's only by nida because it's a tumas riya. But by shichva zera, the din is it only becomes a balkeri when it goes really mechutz laguf. Why? Because it's a tumas maga, and maga beis hastarim doesn't count. So that's what the sheet Mkubetz's quotes on the first daf in Baba Kama. That's a diuk from the Mishnah. Only a shichva ovas hatuma asheres v'shichva zera. The shichva zera is enough hatuma. The balkeri is not enough hatuma. It's a rishon the tuma. And the Tosis Moed Katan tes Baba Man Aleph writes a dava poshut mi unir li. Tosis writes a dava poshut that it's not so. That the balkeri is an apatuma. It's not just the rishon the tuma. And he's an apatuma. I but the shichvazer, the tipa shichvazer is an apatuma. So if it touches him, he should only become a rishon the tuma. Whenever it's tumas mago, the tuma goes down a madrega. The avi avoy satuma transmits tuma. The mace is avi avoy satuma. So whoever attends the funeral, so they makabel tuma from the mace. So the tuma goes down a madrega. They become an apatuma. When they shake hands with someone else who didn't attend the funeral, they make that person into a rishon l'tuma. That person touches a mochel mamashkin, makes it into a sheni l'tuma. Whenever the tuma is transmitted, the Gemara says on the first daf in Baba Kama that it's told the same labka yetzibim. So Tosis says, how can it be? Tosis assumes not like that Rosh HaMishnah, is that the balkeri is an avhatuma and the shichvazer is an avhatuma. How can it be if the shichvazer is metame the balkeri, so he should only be a rishon l'tuma? So Tosis says, no, it's a tumas riyah. It's not a tumas maga that you should say has to go down a madriga. It's a tumas riyah. The major nafkamina should be, let's say a person is a balkeri, is he prohibited from entering into the harabayis or not? That's part of the story. I don't think it's the whole story. It could be that the shaila is maybe that's not called a normal riyah. Maybe it's not called a normal riyah. That's part of the story now, yeah. So that's the Chazon Yecheskel is a commentary on the Tosefta that's written by Becheskel Abramsky. So he suggests, he gets the impression that it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, this issue. And that's how it says also, there's a Sefer on, the Rambam wrote a Hagdomah, the Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos, and then he wrote a Hagdomah to say the Taras. So in the Hagdomah to say the Taras, there are a lot of things that are obscure. You have to know a lot of Gemara. So there's a chibur on the Hagdama. What's it called? The main Avtayach, right? And the Sefer main Avtayach, which is a commentary, running commentary in the Hagdama Sarama, the Seder Taras. So the main Avtayach thinks also. The main Avtayach was 100 years before Becheskel Abramsky. So he also thinks that this is a machlekes satanoim. What's the status of a balkeri? Machlekes Rishonim, for sure it is. The Shitim Kubetzis on the first daf in Baba Kama quotes the Rash. That the balkeri is only a rishon l'tuma, and the Tosfos might cut, and the Aptez Vav says the very study is an abatuma. It's a tumas riyah. But they want to say the main avtayach, and then Rav Cheskel Abramsky, and a few in between them, for 100 years, they wanted to say that it seems that it's a machlokes satanoim. What's the nature of the tuma of a balkeri? Well, the balkeri is an avatuma, so it's tumas riyah, or is a rishon l'tuma, so it's only tumas magen. Afkimin would be, is a balkeri permitted to enter into the harabais? Does he have to go to mikveh before he goes to the harabayis or not? So what is the Gemara Nachamol? So what is the Gemara Sofik over here? What's the din? What's the din of paleta shichvazer? If it's only tumas mago, it doesn't make sense that it should be soisa. But if it's tumas riyo, then it makes sense that it should be soisa. Yeah. What was the Gemara Sofik? What it should be soisa? Well, the shivin ikim. It should be soisa all the shiva nikim. Let's say the woman is paleta to Sheikh Vazera, let's say, on the second day. On the second day of shiva nikim, not on the first day, if that would be physically possible. The woman, let's say, on the seventh day of shiva nikim, they did artificial insemination. On the seventh day of shiva nikim. So then some of it shall be paleta. Whatever way, went all the way past the shinayim, past the cervix. So medically, biologically, it's not going to roll out. But whatever was on the shinayim, that could possibly roll out. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's a hechitimsa. So what's a din of paletas? If you say that it's soisa, so it's soisa all the shivinikim. So she has to count shivinikim all over again? No. The Gemara's only deal is it soisa yoymechot? Is it going to be soisa that day? Sometimes you have something that soisa all the shivinikim. If you have a riyaz dam, if the woman is a nido, Anita does need shivinikim. If the woman is a zava, A nida nezava, it's the same dam that makes her a nida zava. The only difference is this is the es nidasa, this is below es nidasa. A balkeri and a zav are two different things. A balkeri, a person has tashmish, so tifas keri comes out. The tifas keri is an av hatume that's metame bemago. Gemara says not metame bemasa. If a person has a disease and he's a zav can become tame with three rias. The Gemara says the difference. A zava only becomes a zava gdoila if he have rias in three consecutive days. And yiral fiyam shebe nidal nida. If she has three rias on the same day, that doesn't make her into a zava gdoila. She's still only a zava ktana. If a zav, that's how the Gemara says, tal akas v'shazav berias and v'shazav biyomin. If the zav has a long ria for half an hour, so they declare that that's considered three different rias. The Gemara has a whole the mishnayos and mazavim have a whole discussion. How long does the ria have to be that you have the right to declare that I cut it up, I divided it into three, and I declare that he had three different rias? He has a ria for 1 minute straight. They say the first 20 seconds was the first ria, the second 20 seconds, second ria, the third unit of 20 seconds, the third ria. Or does it have to be 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes? So the Mishnah talks about it. How long a period of time do you have to have that it counts for three rias? But if the zav has three rias, then it becomes a zav gedola. Then it becomes a zav. There are three different, and the Gemara says there are two different things. Shech lazera is when a person has tashmish, that's one thing. And ziva is a disease. It's not the same thing, it's not the same as a woman. Woman, whether she becomes a nid or a zava, it's dam and amoka. It's the same dam and amoka. The only difference is it es nidosa, below es nidosa. Masheni kein, shech lazera and ziva are two totally different things. One is normal and one is a sickness. So what attack of the dinim of the zav? The tipa shech lazera is an av hatum, it's only mitamei b'mago. It's not mitamei b'masa. That's a gemara later in Perek Dama Nida. The tipa of ziva, the gemara learns that from sukin, is even mitamei b'mago u'b'masa. Dama Nida is a very short perek. So if you get lost over here. Here it is. Here's the last line on Nun Hei Omid Aleph going over to Nun Hei Medeis. The Maga Lo Yitztuch Kroda Lagor Mishich Mazera. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that the Tipas Ziva is Natambi B'Maga. It can't be inferior to Shich Mazera. Yitztuch Kroda Maso. That the Ziva is Natambi not only B'Maga. It's even metame b'masa. So the Gemara learns out, how did the Gemara establish this, that a zav has to have three different rias? So the Gemara says, because you look in the pasuk, the word zovo appears three times in the pasuk. So after the second time that the word hechtem sar mizovo tomehu, after the second time that the word zov appears, so the pasuk calls him tomeh, and after the third time that the word zov appears, then the pasuk calls him again tomeh. After the first time, he's not yet called Tommy. So the Gemara says, if a person has this sickness of Ziva, and he only has one Ria Ziva, he's only Tommy like a Balkari. He doesn't have the din of a Zav at all. A Zav needs Maim Chayim. A Balkari does need Maim Chayim. A Balkari does need Shivin Akim. A Zav needs Shivin Akim. So the major differences. So if a Zav only has one Ria, so he's only Tommy like a Balkari. He can go to Mikra on the same day. And then there's no problem. If he has two rias, let's say for half an hour, he has two rias, forgot already what the shear is, how long the ria has to be that you divide it up and declare that it's two, then it becomes a zav, and it needs ma'in chayim, and the tipa ziva is metamei b'mago u'b'masa, not just b'mago, it's metamei b'mago u'b'masa, and he needs shivinikim, and he needs but he doesn't need a carbon. And then the pasuk says a third time, the word zovo, and then it says the pasuk has twice zov the karakos of tummy. Then it has a third time zov the karakos of tummy. So the third time is going to get to carbon. The zav is only chayv a carbon when he becomes tohar chiyitar azav mizovo. That's only if he had three rias. If he only had two rias, he has the full din of Rashi and Chumash points this out. Rashi quotes it from the Mishnah, it's from the Gemaras. He only has the status. This is quoted for those that don't know the Rashi and Chumash. Some know it from the Gemara. Here's the Gemara Islam is really Mishnayis and Zavim. There's all Masech Zav. But who learns Mishnayis Zav? So here we ought to all learn Mishnayis Zav. My grandson who just became Bar Mitzvah made a Siyam on Shishi Sidrei Mishnah. I has I'm not bar mitzvah yet. So I still didn't make a scene on Shishi Sidur Mishnah. So this is a Gemara and Lama Zayinim and Al. The Gemara quotes some of these dinim, not all of them. So the Gemara says, in order to be, if the Azab has one Riyah, he doesn't have the Tumah Azab yet. He doesn't need Shimon Akim. If he has two Riyas on the same day, he becomes Azab, a full status of Azab. He needs Maim Chaim, he needs Shimon Akim, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon at the end. And then it says in the Chumash, it says three times over, 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 then it says Tommy again, then he needs a carbon. If he'll become, when he will become Nitam, he's over, then he will require a carbon. That's how the Gemara explains the Pesukim. Yes, and Ahamal, so the Gemara has this suffix, what's the status of Paleta Shichva Zera? Should I say Paleta Shichva Zera is a Riyah? So it's Soyser, or should I say that it's Tumas Maga and it cannot be Soyser? So that's what the Avdi Miluim Tainas, the getting back again. The Pischei Tshuva quoted those who say that a Riyah in the middle of Shivin Akiyim is Soyser min Atoira, that is true. A Riyah in the middle of Shivin Akiyim is Soyser min Atoira, Riyah is done. Even if the Riyah was Bali Hargosha, Shmuel's din that you need Hargosha. That's only to make the woman into a nido, into a zava in the first place. But once she already is a zava, we treat all the women as if they're suffic nida, suffic zava, so all the women require shivin akim. Even though the woman knows that she's not a zava, she knows that it was only based on nidos, that was takanas rebbe. That's on samach vavim and alf. Rebbe made a takana to treat all the women as if they're, all the women as if they're toas, as if they, if they lost their cheshvin. So all the women today need shivin akim. So the Pischei Tshuva quoted those who wanted to say that a Riyah in the middle of Shivin Akim, even Bali Hagosha, will be Soyser. And they say the reason why is because Makam Akamitomi. So the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva, the Pischei Tshuva goes, Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, Simen Kufay in Zayin Chelik Yeredeya, quotes from the Tshuva's Avni Miluim, Simen Chav Gimel, the end of the Sefer, that he says it doesn't make any sense. What is he talking about? Aria Belihar, why? Because Makam Kamitami says Makam Kamitami is a din of when it comes out, it's an av hatume, so it's matami the woman when it comes out of the body. That's not a tumas riyah. That's not a tumas riyah. The Gemara said beferish on lamed gimel. That line. The only time something is soiser is if it's going to be a riyah. If it's just a tumas mago, it's not soiser. The worst Makam Kamitami can be, it's a chepta of an av hatume, but it's not called a riyah. It has nothing to do with a riyah. See, what you could clear is, what there's room to discuss, the way the Pischei Tshuva quoted it, because Makam Mekam Etamei, so therefore it should be Soysa Min HaTorah. That really doesn't make any sense. Some Sofer says, that doesn't make any sense. What he could have said was a different word. He could have cleared like this, when Shmuel says that Ariya B'li HaGosha, the woman doesn't become Tameya, what does it mean? Does it mean Ariya B'li HaGosha is not called Ariya at all? No, it is called a Riyah, but it's just not Netameh. So that is room to discuss. If you have a Riyah that has a Chal Hashem Riyah, but it's not Netameh, is that Soysa in the middle of Shivin Akiyim or not? So that's Taka discussion in the Gemara later. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Here, Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, the fifth line from the top. Boi Rovo. Koshi Mahu Shatista Bezivo. A woman is a Zava Gedoyla and she needs Shivin Akiyim. And the Mishnah has a din on Lamed Vav on the base. This parak happens to be the most lamdish parak in the Masechta, Benos Kusim. The juiciest parak. The other prokem Arob is going to be referring back to things over here in Benos Kusim. So that's where we're starting with these inyan. So Rabbah has a suffix. The din is if a woman is pregnant. And she's let's say by us this never happens. A woman is pregnant, it's going to be miselekta's damin. She's not going to have any riyas in the middle. Once in a while they write up in the funny newspaper, but today it's very abnormal that a pregnant woman should have a regular period. So, but in the days of the Gemara that was possible. The days of the Gemara they talk about a woman who's pregnant. She has a riyas dam in the middle of the pregnancy in the middle of the ninth month. After 8.5 months, a woman has a riyas dam. She becomes a nida, and then after the 7 days of nida go by, she has a riyas dam in the next 11 days. So she may become a zava gedayla. If she becomes a zava gedayla, then she'll be your ledis dissolved. So they have a tumas leida. Your levis is either tamei for 7 days or 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. And if she has a, she became a zava gedayla because she had three days in a row. And yuralef yom she may nida. According to the Rambam, so the yuralef yom are established 7-11, 7-11 liyon lavoet. So there's no problem. How did the woman become zava gedayla before she had the baby? But according to the way all the other rishonim assume, so it means that the woman had a riyaz that made her into a nida. And then after the 7 days of nida are up, the next 11 days she's able to become a zava gedayla. So she had a riyaz 3 days in a row. She becomes a zava gedayla, then she has a baby. That's called your ledus dissolved. So this is quotes for Rav Sadia Goin. After the baby is born. After the baby is born, then everything starts all over again. Because you have your mei tumah, then you have your mei tohar. So your mei tohar, throw everything off kilter. Then Rambam writes, once the girl has a ri at the age of 11, 12, so you mark up the kalda in the 7-11, 7-11, you're on the void, until she establishes the vesis kavua, and then you reassess the whole situation. Maybe it wasn't 7-11, you're on the void, or until she has a baby. Once she has a baby, throughout the old calendar, you buy a 90-year calendar instead of a 100-year calendar. She's maybe 10 years older now. So then you mark everything up until she has the next baby. So after you make tohar, then everything starts all over again. Right. But Kozman, she didn't have the baby yet. She didn't have the Mei Tumah, the Mei Tohar. She's still on the old system of the 7-11. So the Mishnah has a din on Lamed Vav on the base, and the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, that if a woman has a Riyah 3 days in a row, she's pregnant, she became a Nida, and then the 7 days of Nida ended, and then she has a Riyah 3 days in a row, makes her into Zava Gedayla, and then she has the baby right away. That's called Dam Koshi, because of the labor pains that caused it to have dam. So dam koshi di mei zivasa is tohar. Dam koshi di mei nida is nida. That's how the Gemara says on Lamed Vav on the base. Omar Rava by the tiny letter Dalit from the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. So they quote Rava commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes a statement, Hamakasha nida. What do you mean Hamakasha nida? So the Gemara says, if a woman has dam koshi, a woman has dam coming out from the rechem as part of labor pains, so if it's b'mei nida, makes a tummy. If it's b'mei ziva, if it's a new yolaf yom, then she's going to be tohira. So that's what Rava has a suffix here on the fifth line from the top of Laman Zayinim and Aleph. That's a hechitimtza. It's a funny case. The woman is pregnant already for 8 months or so. She became a nida, then she goes to the mikveh. She's holding by having a baby. There's a funny Gemara in Chayrus that Tesis quotes here. A woman is converting. She's in the middle of a conversion process. And she's in the middle of delivering a baby. And the baby was Yotza Rosho. The baby was Yotza Padachto. Yotza Rosho. And then the woman is Toivel in the mikveh. The baby's going to choke. The baby's going to drown. The woman is Toivel in the mikveh. The Gemara talks about theoretical cases, even if it never happened. How can the woman walk into the mikveh? She can't walk at all. When she's in labor, she can't walk at all. I was like, the Gemara talks about such an abstract case. The baby was Yotze Rosha, and the Giyoris is Tevel and Mikveh, then she comes out. So the Gemara says, since the baby was already Yolud before she went to the Mikveh, she doesn't have the dinam of Yimei Tumah Yimei Tar. Only if the Leida occurred after she was Mugaya. But if it was Yotze Padach, the Yotze Rosha is called Yolud, and doesn't have to be Yotze Rosha the whole head, just Yotze Padachto. The head of the baby starts coming out from over here. So Yotze Padachto means that this part of the head, the eyebrows didn't come out yet, just the Padachas. That's already considered leida. So if the woman is toivel in the mikveh after yotza padachto, so she doesn't have yimei tumah v'yimei tar. So that's what Tosis brings up, this issue. How does it compare to what's going on here in the Gemara? We'll have to learn that also. We'll have to learn that Gemara also. So here Nachum also, Rava has a suffix. Boy, Rava, what's the din on the top of Laman Zayin Amal Aleph, 5 lines from the top? Koshi mal shetista b'zivo. The woman is pregnant for 8 months, then she has a riyas nida, so 7 days she's a nida, then the next 11 days she becomes a zava gedayla 3 days in a row. Like, not the pregnancy doesn't affect any change. She keeps on having her riyas nida, riyas ziva, everything keeps on going. And then she's in the middle of counting shiva nikiyim, and she starts having this dam koshi. Now the labor starts, and then she has the baby right away. So dam koshi in the middle of yimei ziva is not metame. So the Gemara says, but it is a riyah. There's a ria. It's dam and amokar. The dam and amokar is a ria. It's a xeris akosu that it's not metame. So the Gemara has a suffix. Is that soiser? The shivin akim, and you have to start all over again, or is it not soiser? Should I say daba hametami soiser b'hai? Let's see. Hai nami metami kemeini da dom and daba garim soiser b'hai lab garim hu. Should I say daba hametami? If it's a ria, it's soiser. It's a ria's dam. So this is a ria's dam. Dam koshi. Is a riyas dam b'haraya? Dam kosher b'mei nida is metame. It's only a gzeres hakosher b'mei ziva. It's not metame. So it's a hitch. It's a funny. It's a quirk of halacha that it's not metame, but it is a riyah. Or maybe I should say that since it's not metame, adilma davar garim soyse v'hai lav garim hu. Maybe I should say since even though it's a riyah, but it's a riyah that's not metame, so maybe it shouldn't be soyse shivanikim. That's the Gemara suffix. Yeah. What does Rashi write over there? The Yikasha, Rashi writes on Lamazayim and Aleph, Dima Maschil Dober Hagorin. So Rashi asks Akasha, the Yikasha, Hare Keri, Shena Goyrim, Kidikaimalon, the Soiser. What? Polet the Sheikh Vazera. Let's say a woman is with her husband. A woman is Tahira, she's with her husband. She's going to be Polet the Sheikh Vazera. It becomes Asura Abayla. Of course not. She becomes a polet to shechazer. She doesn't become asura al-baila. She doesn't become a nidra or a zova. So if the woman is polet to shechazer, the Gemara had a suffix on Lamed Gimel. Is it a tumas riyah or is it a tumas maga? If it's a tumas riyah, then it's soiser. So Rashi asks, how can it be soiser that it's not gurin? It doesn't cause it to become a woman is polet to shechazer when she's tahira. It makes it paletas, it makes it tmeya for one day, but it doesn't make it tmeya for 7 days. It doesn't make her into a nidor or a zavon. So how come it's soisa? So Rashi answers, he loves dirihi, the chad yoyim hu de soisa, the chika boi rova, lista hakol. The two different dinim. Sometimes you have a din, it's soisa osa yom. The Gemara is sofik on lamin gimel, boi rami bachoma, lamin gimel lamanal, going on with tamid days. The ibayit leiv shita was, where the polet is shechmazer is soisa yomo, is it soisa that one day of the shiva nikim or not? And that's an ibayid lev shita, so by machma on that. And here, Rabbi Sofik is, if you have dam, koshi, bimei, ziva, which is tohor, is it called the riyah that it should be soisa called shiva? Sometimes you only soisa one day, sometimes you soisa 7 days, yeah. What is that institution all about? We have to understand that. What is that all about? How come there is such a thing of soisa yemechot? The Gemara there asks a question. Here, in the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Omar Rava has a comment, a negative comment about Rami Bachom. He says, Rami Bachom was such a shoppy, he tripped on his own charifet. Agav churfe, what does it say? Lefum churfe shabeshta. Because Rami Bachom was so sharp, he made a mistake. Nehi nami desosra, what are you going to say? You're going to say that Paletu Shechvazera is a Riyah, Tumas Riyah. How much is going to be so? It's a comma tister. Tister shiva, how can it be? Daya kibayala. What do you mean? Palet v'shich vazera is Mohammed and the Balkari himself. Balkari is only tummy one day. So how can it be that the palet v'shich vazera is going to be tummy for 7 days? So what's the whole dion? No, tister yamecha. The whole dion was maybe palet v'shich vazera should be soiser also yom. How can you have such a thing? The woman is counting shivanikim. You're going to cross out one day in the middle. So you have 3 days in the beginning. 1 day doesn't count. And 4 days after that. The halacha requires you have to have 7 days with sufim. You don't have 7 days with sufim. So it's impossible to have such an institution of soseris yamecha. There is no such thing. Not by zav, not by zava. The Gemara says, why not? The Gemara comments back on Rava. Rava was accusing Rami Bachama that he made a mistake. The holy bayit doesn't make any sense. Bilitamech, the Gemara asked on Rava, Zav gufe hechisosa. A Zav also has to have shivanikim ritzufim. Let's say the Zav will have a Riyah Ziva in the middle of the shivanikim. So then you have to start counting the whole shivanikim all over again. Just like by a Zavob, she has a Riyah Zam in the middle. You have to start counting the shivanikim all over. So if a Zav, a man, has Ziva, he counts 3 days in the Kim, then on the fourth day he has Ziva, you have to be Soysa, and you have to start counting all the shivanikim all over again. So what's the din if a Zav in the middle of Shibinikim has he's allowed to be with his wife? A Zav is not allowed to be with her husband. A Zav is allowed to be with his wife. So let's say a man will be with his wife and he becomes a Balkari. So the Riyas Keri, the din is only Soysa Osayom. It's not Soysa Shibinikim. The only thing that says Shiva Nikiyim is Riyaziva. They're two different things. One is natural and one is a sickness. It's a different consistency, it's a different color white, the Gemara says. So the Gemara asked the question, Hechi Sosar, how can you say that a Zav who's in the middle of Kantor Shiva Nikiyim, if he becomes a Balkari, if he's with his wife, so he says that day, Hechi Sosar, you can't say he says all Shiva. A Balkari is only Tommy one day. How can it be that the Roya carries says a Shiva? So you're going to say, no, it's only Sosa Yamechot. It's Sosa Yamechot, so it's not going to be Ritzufim. So the answer is, that's okay. That doesn't bother me. Hechi Sosar, the Taros, you have to have Ritzufim. So what's the answer over there? Hakam Azav, Shiroa Keri in the middle. Why is it only Sosa? And the Mais Lach Lameim, what's the Teretz over there? Shiloh Tei Tumah Ziva Mavsekas Benei. If you have Ziva in the middle of the Shiva Nikim of Azav, then it's Sosa everything. If you have Keri in the middle, it can be Sosa Yamecha. That's not a problem over at Sufim. Achanami by the Zava, Rami Bacham is Ibaya, is in place. But Rava said that Rami Bacham was so sharp, he made a mistake. How does he use the Loshan? Lefum Churfa. Shabeshta, because he was so sharp, so he made a mistake. He's not, Rava's accusation is not correct. Rami Bacham is Ibaya, is a good Ibaya, it's Ibaya the Lev Shita, so then we're machmer on it. So what's Taka the Beer? What's Taka the Beer, Hoinya? So the Beer is, based on a Mishnah later, Mishnah has a discussion. Let's say there's a Zava or a Zava. Here's the Mishnah, Samaches on the base. This is a historical Mishnah. And this is quoted on Zayin on the base. The Gemara says this is one of the four cases where we pass from like Rav Lezer, the time of Rav Lezer ben Hurkanah. We usually assume Rav Lezer Shamutihu, Rav Lezer is from the Beishamah. We don't accept his opinion. Whenever Rav Lezer disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua, we don't accept his opinion. The Gemara says there are four places in Seder Taris where we do accept Rav Lezer's opinion. So the Gemara lists off all four on Zayin on the base, and this is one of the four. It's Halacha L'maaseh, this is important. Hazaba Zava, they both need Shiva Nikim. Shabbat Katzman, how do they know if they have Shiva Nikim? So they first have to make a Hepsik Tara before the Shkia, before the 7 days are going to be, to make sure that the Ziva ended, that there's no more any Ziva, and then they have to make Bedikas in the middle of the Shiva Nikim. Hazaba Zava, Shabbat Katzman, they made a Hepsik Tara first. Yeah, where does it say in the Gemara that you need a Hepsik Tara? Where was that? That's a Mishnah earlier. Where is that? That's here in Lametes Amid Aleph. There's a Mishnah on the top of Lametes Amid Aleph, the last line in the Mishnah. The last line by the tiny letter Gimel of the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. So it says, Abu Yimei Azav Azav Shemeres Yam Kenegim Harei Becheskas Tuma. What is the Mishnah driving at? Azav Azava Zavaktana. Zavaktana is called Shemeres Yam Kenegim. Zavakdoila needs Shivanikim, and Azav needs Shivanikim also. So it says they're becheskas tuma. They're tummy. What's the significance of saying becheskas tuma? So the Mefarsh say what it means is, I think the Aruch Lanan maybe says like that. What it means is that you need a hepsek tar. Let's say the person feels that there's no dam coming. The woman feels no dam coming out, or the zav feels that there's no ziba coming out. That's not sufficient. You need a bedika to make sure. You can't just rely on the fact that there's a lack of sensation. There's no hargosha. So we're going to have to talk about that, because we said the other day there is a Gemara at the end of the first parak where the Gemara says kol abayla labayi bedika. So there was an opinion in Rishonim which is not accepted, that the Rif never quoted anything from Hilchas Tzomin. So the Sefer Heshkol pointed this out, the Raivin and the Eshkol pointed it out. So he says apparently the Rif thinks that when the Gemara says on Nun Zayinam and Beis that Nidirabon lebegozang Tzomin, that's only the Taras not labayla, so the Rif didn't have to quote it at all. And when you get to Labayla, everything remains on the level of the Rai, so only if there's a Hargosha. No, Hargosha doesn't matter. So that's what led some Rishonim to understand, based on other Gemaras, call Labayla Labay B'dika. Bizman is there, a woman is not a superstar. She never needs a B'dika's Hepsik Tara. She doesn't need a B'dika in the middle of Shiva Nikim. As long as the woman feels that there's no Dam, even if there's a puddle of Dam coming out, it doesn't matter, because B'li Hargosha doesn't count. B'li Hargosha doesn't count. So that for sure we don't accept. That for sure we don't accept. We assume that min haTorah, for sure you need a hepsik tara. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. That's the last line in the Mishnah, Lamentes Amid Aleph. Alimei azav azav v'shmeres yam kenegadim harei l'becheskas tumah, you need a hepsik tara. Question is why? Why not say she doesn't have a hargosha, so it should only be midirabbanah? Why do you need a bedikas hepsik tara min haTorah? Why don't you say if the woman is paying attention, and she feels towards the end of the end of the Riyas Dam, before she wants to count Shivinikin, she knows when there's no longer any Dam, so she feels no more Dam. So why don't you say Minatara, that should be good enough. Ribali Hagashi shouldn't count. So we're going to have to work on that. We're going to have to understand why. Then the question is, what we're in the middle of is, what about Vedikas in the middle of Shivinikim? Are they needed Minatara? So some of the Achrayim said, yeah, because Makam Kamatam said, that doesn't make any sense at all. Makam Kamatam is an Indian of Maga. It's not a Riyah. There's no Riyah over there. That certainly shouldn't affect. It does make sense to say Makam Kamatam. Therefore, a Riyah B'li Hagasha should be Sais in the middle of Shivinikim, because Makam Kamatam, that's not Mesaber at all. So let's get back over here again. So on Samaches and Beis, the Mishnah has a three-way Machlekes Hatanoim. The Zav and the Zavah both need Shivinikim. What if they made a B'dika the first day, they made a B'dika on the last day? Shabbat Gratma Yamarish and Matzator, but Yamashvi Matzator. Shah Yam Shivitaim Lai Botka. The 5 days in the middle, they didn't do any B'dikas, but they didn't have any Hagasha that there's any Dam, or that there's any Ziva coming up. So we pass in here like Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer, that's how the Gemara says Zayin Amin Beis. This is one of the four cases in Taurus that we pass in like Rav Lezer. So Rav Lezer, I'm a Harei Mecheskes Taurus. The Dievet is good. Tosis points out on Zayin Amin Beis, where the Gemara quotes this, that the Mishnah only presents it in a B'dievet case. The Tosis said, Dima Mascha Rav Lezer Reimer. So Tosis said, that's the Din, like Rav Lezer. That's Mikan Mashma, Yishu Sovah Shivinikim, Batka, the first day, the last day, is Mutter, but that's only B'dievet. Dafke, Abel Yom, yeah. Tosis says from the Mishnah you get the impression that Rav Lezer Shita is only B'dievet. L'chatchila, it's not right to rely on this. So that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that L'chatchila you have to have B'dikas each one of the Shivinikim. Yeah. How many B'dikas do you have to have each day of the Shivinikim? So in Shulchan Aruch they quote from the Ravid who writes in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, based on the Mishnah says on Yud Aleph and Aleph, Pamein Tzich Liyos B'dekas. Every day she has to be Bodek twice a day, Shachris Abein Hashmashes. Once in the morning when she wakes up, and once before the Shkia at the end of the day. Yeah. So that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is really problematic Raivin, because the Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah is not talking about in the middle of Shivinikim. The Mishnah is talking about Anisha Asuka B'taris. And it's B'meit Taharasa. She has to be Bodek twice a day. It's not talking about in the middle of Shivinikim, Labaila. So that's really Shvera Raivin. How did the Ravid know that Tosis didn't say like the Ravid? That's in Shulchan Aruch. They quote this Ravid la'alocha. That l'chatchila, the proper thing is to be bodek, like Tosis said, l'chatchila la'moel v'tzrich libdek b'chol yom. That's the mashmois of the Mishnah, Samaches and the Beis. All Rav Lezer's sheet is only b'dievet. And then they quote on top of that, the Ravid sheet that it should be pamein tzrich liyos b'dekes, whenever you need a b'dike. The Mishnah happens to be talking about a b'dike of an isha asuka b'tav, she's bodek v'meit taharasa. We're talking about a woman who's labaila, not Lataris, and she's being bodek in the middle of Shivinikim. And still, that's what the Ravid understood from the Mishnah. Whenever, that's the Rabbanan. Whenever a woman has to be Badeka, so the proper Badeka should be twice a day. Once in the morning when she wakes up, and once towards the end of the day before the Shkia. We'll have to work on that. Why does it have to be before the Shkia? And Moshe has a piece on that. We'll have to work on that. Yeah. So this is a question. Does that make sense to have L'chatchila and B'dievet in Tefillah and a Mikveh? There's a famous Tosfos on Samach Vav on the base, the top Tosfos, Kol Haroi Labila and Bila Miakeves. The Tosfos says on the second wide line in the Tosfos. Second wide line, Tosfos says, when it comes to Mikra Bikurim and Chalitza, or when it comes to Korban, Mincha Bululub Hashemin, whenever it comes to the area of Mitzvah Seser, he said, there it shaykh to have a L'chatchila Deraisa. The mitzvah b'shleimus is to do like this, and b'dievet, if you're missing a little bit, you have a kima mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. And when it comes to being tovel and a mikveh, Tosfos says, it doesn't make sense to say l'chatchila should be like this and b'dievet like that. It comes to a get. It doesn't make sense to say on the level of deraisa. With the rabbanon, there were a lot of things that are l'chatchila needed in a get, and b'dievet the get is kosher with that. Or in tefillah and a mikveh, l'chatchila should have done it like this, and b'dievet it's good with that. That's with the rabbanon. But it doesn't make sense in a matir to require a l'chatchila deraisa in a matir. If it's muta b'dievet, it's muta l'chatchila. Why should it be l'chatchila to do it in a fancier way? The purpose is to become tahar. So Tosfos says b'negeh to tefillah and mikveh does make sense. So l'chayre, the way Tosfos writes on Samach Vav on the base, this whole din that Tosfos pointed out on Zayin on the base, that we pass like Rav Lezer, that b'di'evad, the b'dika on the first day and the last day is enough, but from the Mishnah you get the impression that it's only b'di'evad, l'chatchilish has to be b'di'evad every day. The Pashto says that this l'chatchil is only the Rabbanim. How can it be that such a thing as a l'chatchil, a deraisa, in Tahara? It's not a mitzvah. Shouldn't be a mitzvah. That's what Tosafot talks down. Samach Lamed. They're talking about tefillah and a mikvah. How can it be l'chatchil deraisa? The Pashto says that it's only l'chatchil the Rabbanim. So getting back again. So there are three opinions in the Mishnah. We pass like Reb Lezer. The next opinion is Reb Yeshua. Me'ein lahem ela yom rishon liyom shvi'i bilvad. No. Reb Yeshua says you got to have 7 days. You have to have 7 days with Bidika. So you have the first day and the seventh day, that's two. You got to have another 5 days afterwards. Aye, but it's not going to be Ritzufim. So somehow Rabbi Yeshua is not bothered with that. And Rabbi Akiva is consistent. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yeshua that the days on which he didn't do a Bidika are not Oila, so Shivanikim. Shivanikim means Bidikas. So, and you can't have the first day and the seventh day. It's not Ritzufim. So he says, Ein lahem elu yom shvi'i bilvad. The only day that counts is the seventh day. And you have to have another 6 days, that should be Ritzufim. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva's argument. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. That Ritzufim wouldn't bother me over here. How come? That's the Gemara that we just had on Lamed Gimel on the days. The Gemara says, V'palet t'shich v'azera, soyser, it's only going to be soyser yoy mechot. High in the middle of Shivin Akim, it's soyser yoy mechot. But you need Ritzufim? The Gemara said, that's not a problem. There are two dinim here, obviously. The Gemara is saying there are two dinim. There's a din that you need shiva nikiyim. Nikiyim means by azava means it shouldn't be ziva, and by azava means it shouldn't be riyaziva. But here we're not talking. The woman is paleta shechlazer in the middle. Paletus is not ziva, or let's say the zav. The zav is mutter b'ishta. The zava has an isuk. The zav is mutter to be. It's not a healthy thing. It doesn't make sense that he should be with his wife. He's not healthy. She'd ask a doctor what he should do. But let's say the zav is with his wife, and he becomes a balkari in the middle. So the zav shiro carry in the middle is soisa yamechot. So why is it soisa yamechot? How can it be the Gemara? How can it be soisa yamechot? But you need ritzufim. So the Gemara said that's not a problem. You have ritzufim. All the days are nikiyim. Nikiyim means that there's no ziva. There's a second din. Not only do you need nikiyim, you need v'sofrala, you need tzfurim, you need bedukim. So that requirement of tzfurim in bedukim, that doesn't have to be ritzufim. You only need ritzufim for the nikim. Once you make a hefsek tar and there's no dam, and then it or there's no ziva, and then the 7 days there's no ziva, there's no ziva by the man, there's no dam by the woman. So everything is nikim. The whole time everything is nikim. We assume everything is nikim. The only thing is that seven nikim, shiva nikim is not enough. It says v'safra lo shivas yamim. Safra lo means something more than nikim. It's to be the gemara has veloshen to be sfurim ubedukim. So sfurim ubedukim, you have to make a bedika. So the Tana Rabbi Yeshua says you have to make a bedika each and every day. Rabbi Yeshua's din sounds like a din deraisa. So he said if you made a bedika the first day and the seventh day and then 5 days in the middle you didn't do, so you have to make a bedika another 5 days after. It's not going to be seven ritzufim. You're going to have six over here and one 5 days earlier. That's not a problem. Everything is nikiyim. The ritzufim only applies to the nikiyim. Everything is nikiyim. If there's no ziba and there's no dam, everything is nikiyim. The only thing is in the sfurim of bedukim, so that doesn't have to be ritzufim. That's what you see from this gemara. So the gemara, you're getting back again to the Rashi on Lama Zayin and Aleph. So Rashi comment. How could it be boy Rava? Rava has a suffix. What's it then? The woman is pregnant. In the middle of the pregnancy, she becomes a nida. And then, after the 7 days of nida, she has a riyazdam 3 days in which she becomes a zava gedoyla. Then she's in the middle of camping shivinikiyim, and she has labor pains, and the labor causes riyazdam. That's dam koshi. So dam koshi, the mei ziva, is tohar. So Rabbi has a suffix on the din deraisa. Dam koshi, in the middle of shivinikiyim, is it soyser or not? What's the suffix? It is a riyaz dam. Dam koshi is a riyaz dam. V'harai, dam koshi b'mei nigdosa is a nida. Only b'mei zivasa is tohir. But it's not gerim tuma. So that's what the Gemara was misupik. Do you say only dovar gerim soyser? I love gerim who are not. So Rashi frek takasha v'yikasha. How can you say that you need dafke dovar ha-gorim? But zav shiro keri in the middle of a woman is paleta shechvazera. So it's soyser. Let's say the woman is paleti shech mazer, that's not gurim, that doesn't make her into a nida or a zova, doesn't make her into a zova. How can you say you need a dova ha gurim? So Rashi answers, no, that's a different din. Rav is mistupik over here to be, when he get to be seisa kol shiva. When he get to be seisa kol shiva, then he has a suffix. Maybe he need dafka dava hagorim seisa. Dava sheni garim ain't a seisa. But when he get to seisa yamechad, that's a different word. Seisa yamechad is not really a din of seisa. It's a din, if she's palet, you can't say that that day, the day is a yom naki. The day is a yom naki, but you can't say that that's called the sofra law. You can't say that that's shmurim or bedukim. That day doesn't count because she's palat the shech bazar, so she's tamei that day anyway. So that day doesn't count as a yom. It is a yom naki. Otherwise, you couldn't allow einam ritzufim. But it's not called a yom shamur. A yom shamur means that the person is waiting to go to mikveh. Because I need shivanakim. Here the woman has to wait to go to mikveh. She's tameya that day anyway because of a different reason. She's a palet to sheikh mazem. She's tameya anyway over there. So that was the Rami Bachama Zibayah. Should I say that that day doesn't count or not? So we go l'chumra on that subject. So based on this Gemara, there would be room to raise such a possibility. What's the din? Shmuel said, Ariya B'li Hagosha is not mitami the woman. You need Dafke Hagosha on the level of the rice. What is the word? Ariya B'li Hagosha is not called Ariya at all. So if it's not Ariya at all, then it can't be Sais in the middle of Shiva and it came in Atar. Because the only thing that Sais is Ariya. Even to be Sais Yamecha, the Gemara says, only if it's Ariya. Rami Bacham is suffered by the Palet the Sheikh Vazer was, is Ariya, is it Maga? If it's Ariya, then it can be Sais. If it's Maga, it's not even Sais or Osayom. So that's the Shiloh over here. That's how they should have worded it, not the way they. Not, that's how the Chasam Sofer worded it. See, the Pischei Tshuva quoted the other Achrayim. They said Mokam Mekayim Tomei. So he makes the Chasam Sofer makes fun of that. He quotes Davne Meloim, says that doesn't make sense. Mokam Mekayim Tomei is only Tumas Magla. That's not a Tumas Ria for the woman. What they should have said is a different word. Maybe Ria B'li Hagosha, even though it's not Metamei. It's not a Dova Hagarim, but maybe it's still a Saisa. Maybe it's still is called a Riyah. Maybe it's Saisa. How do we talk a Paskin over there? Whether Koshi is Saisa Beziva or not. So that's, I think that's a Machlokes Abai Verova. What does it say? Omar Abaye, later on the daf, by the tiny letter base of the Ayin Mishpat, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. You have Omar Abaye Naktina. We have a tradition from the earlier Chachamim, Ein Koshi Soisa B'Ziva. And if you'll find the Braisa that says, Natsa, V'im Ashkachas Tana, the Omar Soisa, I'll pin that on Reb Lezer, and he holds that it is, that it's Soisa. So the Gemara says, "Ein koshi soisa b'zivo," that even though dam koshi is called a riya, but since it's a dobish ain't a garem, so it's not soisa. That's what it sounds like. So it should follow over here also that a riya b'li hagosha should not be soisa. So the Chasam Sofer raises, but there's a third possibility why one should argue the point and say that maybe the riya b'li hagosha would be soisa. Why? So this you have to see a couple of Rashi's before. Rashi in two places has a comment that the Rishonim attack him for, that they say just made a mistake. Absolutely doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Let's see, one is on Nun Beis on the Beis, and the other Rashi, these are in the Marma Kev, the other Rashi is Nun Gimel on the Beis. So Nun Beis on the Beis, the Gemara has like this, Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, right? We had Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, Dan Baloi Kesem, and Shmuel said Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, and with the Achrayim raised the question, what do you need two different psukim? What this is Rabbi Akiva and this is Shmuel. What does Shmuel have to rediscover America for? So the Achrayim said, no, they're two different dinim. We're going to have to see whether Rashi agrees with that. So Rabbi Akiva is talking about, Rabbi Akiva is saying, whenever it's a Safik ben Amokah, Safik Einim ben Amokah, so usually Safik deraisa l'chumra, and here it's a drasha from the Pasuk that Safik deraisa l'kula. You have a few rare instances. Safik Mamzer is Mutah, Safik Arlab Chutzlar is Mutah, Safik Avelis is L'hakav. So he was also Sofik ben Amokah, Sofik ben Amokah. That's all Rabbi Akiva said. And Shmuel said, even if it's Vadai ben Amokah, if it's Bli Hagosha, so it's not Tommy. Two different deeds. So let's see. So the Gemara has a Nun based on the base after the two Mishnahs there, after the second Mishnah. So the Gemara has, by the tiny letter Vav, Ketzat, what's the din? When can a woman become Zavah G'dayla? Zavah G'dayla, you have to have Riyas 3 days in a row. Lov Shagimah Chaluk Sabaduka Slamat Aleim Kesem. The woman wore one dress on Sunday, a different dress on Monday, a third dress on Tuesday, and all the three dresses were clean when she put them on, and then at the end of the day she finds a stain on each one of the three dresses. So it was a kesem, b'li hargosha, so tani midirabbanim, but she becomes a zavah gedolah midirabbanim, because there was a, we midirabbanim, we declare that the kesem on Sunday, kesem on Monday, kesem on Tuesday, 3 days in a row, so she becomes a zavah gedolah. So not only that, not only love she gimel chalukas, oh, the first white line on the daf, a nun base on the base, oh, she rosa base yamim, she had a riyaz dam, forget about a dress. A riyaz dam on Sunday, riyaz dam on Monday, the whole works. And then on Tuesday there was a kesem on the, so the Mishnah, the Brisa says she will also become a zavah gedolah. So in more fact, it's a hakal b'chaimer. If she wears a dress on Sunday, dress on Monday, dress on Tuesday, only ksamim is only with the rabbanon. So 3 days in a row, not only with the machmer that a kesem, a riyabali hagoshe, it's metame. You say 3 days in a row makes a zavah gedolah. So she had two riyas in a row, Sunday, Monday. Then on Tuesday she has a kesem. Avada makes her into a zavah gedolah. The second white line, all 3 days are only summoned. Nonetheless, Chayshinon midirabbanon, she becomes a zavah gedolah. If she has a riyas dam 2 days in a row, Sunday, Monday, and then she has a kesem on Tuesday, about it there should be a chomer in the rabbanon. And for the Gemara, ma'u detaim kol kagavna mevi a korban de nechal. Oh, I would have thought that if 2 days in a row there was mamish riyas dam, and the third day there's a kesem, I would have thought she's mamish a zavah gedolah min haTorah, and when she becomes, when everything is cleared up, just like a zavah has to bring a carbon at the end, I would have thought she should bring a carbon. How can I think she could bring a carbon? How can I think it was b'li hargosha? I would have thought it's maybe a carbon min echal. Komat, yeah. How did the Gemara say? Ma'atay mekolki agavna maybe a carbon min echal. Komash malan debrisa tells me that it's not so. That just like three dresses, 3 days in a row on a dress, it's only midirabbanon and there's no carbon. So even 2 days in a row, riya mamish, and the third day is only a kesem on a dress, is also not mevi'a carbon benechal. So what is the din? The Rashi writes mevi'a carbon be'ena nechal. So all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean mevi'a carbon be'ena nechal? It's b'li hagoshe. B'li hagoshe is only midirabbanon. How can it be mevi'a carbon? It's only with the Rabbanon. You don't bring a korban with the Rabbanon. One of the korbanos that she brings is a chatas. You can't bring a chatas. Chatas is not bo ben edim and a dover. An oil and a shlomim is bo ben edim and a dover. A zova brings a chatas. It's impossible. Rashi writes, Kamash Malon. Where's the Rashi? Ma'ud etayma loch na meisam chalukiach lashmin dahashnam chalshash biyamim mevi'a karm veina nechal. Rashi writes mevi'a karm veina nechal. You have the Rashi in Dima Maschem Ma'ud etayma. So the Rishonim here, the Chiddush Aran quotes the Ramban and the Talmid Ramban. They all jump on Rashi. How can it be mevi'a karm veina nechal? Should be kamash malan ain't mevi'a karm at all. So Rashi at this is something different over here. What's taka the beer in Rashi? You have the same Rashi repeats itself on Nun Gimel on the base. The Gemara has like this: Hanun Gimel on the base, about 10 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan by the tiny letter base of the Ayin Mishpat. Tana Rabbanan. Rosa Kesem. Sunday, the woman wore a dress and she finds a Kesem at the end of the day. And then she has a Riyah Mamish on Monday and on Tuesday. So there's a Machlokes Hatanoim. How close do the two have to be to each other? When she found it, let's say the Riyaz Dam on Monday, she had a Kesem on Sunday, Riyaz Dam on Monday, Tuesday. The Riyaz Dam on Monday was Mamish at 5 o'clock, and the Shki is 5:05, let's say. And the Beged, the dress, she took off at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So there was more than 24 hours in between the kesem that she found. The worst it could be was that there was none, but it was Bali Hagosha. So that was more than 24 hours of a pause in between. But there wasn't the whole day mafsik in between. The kesem was on Sunday, and the Riyah was on Monday. And there was a Riyah on Tuesday also. So Rashi claims that's a machlokes hatanoim. Does she become a zava gedola min ha-Torah or only min ha-Rabbanon? And according to one Tana, that's a bad case. Now zava gedola need shiv and a kid. Let's say she's not in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shemay Nidah L'Nidah. She had a kesem on Sunday. Let's say she had a kesem on Sunday, and she took off the dress at 4 o'clock, and then she put on a different dress at 4 o'clock. And she found a stain on the dress, and then she has a Riyah Mamish on Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So that was after 24 hours, but it wasn't the day mapsik in between. So Rashi claims that we'll have to look into Rashi soon. Rashi claims that the machlokes hatanaim are the two mitzuros on that, and according to one Tana, she can go to the mikveh Sunday is the first Riyah. She can go to mikveh Matzoy Shabbos. So Tosis says, is he crazy? Tosis writes, Anun Gimelam, and Tosis, and all the Rishonim argue on Rashi. Tosis writes, Shehu mis dibra maschal, Shehu mis sakin hil chaser. So Tosis writes in the middle, Masha Pirish Nami. Right in the middle of the Tosis, the line begins with the words, Masha Pirish Rashi. The other comment that Rashi made, the Rebbe going to one time, Tavelis Bishvi, Likisman Shameshis, Eina Nirulachu Kulihai. What are you talking about? The woman had a kesem on Sunday and a riyah on Monday. So because the riyah was on Monday with Hargosha, so the kesem is the beginning of Atchilas Nida, and you count the Zayin Yimei Nida. You don't need Shiv Nikim, you just need Shiv Yimei Nida. You count from Sunday. She goes to Nikvah Mitzvah Shabbos. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The kesem on the beggar is only Midrabbanan. How can you be Mekel? She had a riyah done with Hargosha on Monday. How can you be Mekel starting this Zayin Yimei Nida from Sunday? So obviously Rashi's opinion is different from the other Rishon. What's the Tegazokta? What's the Tegazokta? So Rashi Lachara sounds like he says that if a woman has a Riyah two or three days in a row, and one of the 3 days there's Hagosha, let's say the first day there's Hagosha, or the second day there's Hagosha, the third day there's Hagosha, there was no Hagosha on the first day. So if we can declare al pidin that this is all considered one big riyah, so the hargosha on the third day is mitzuref to the riyah on the first day, that's called the riyah behargosha. You don't need that the hargosha should actually be at the beginning of the riyah. If you have hargosha at the end of the riyah, it's also metame. So that's what Rashi says. She had a kesem again. She had dam 2 days in a row, and the third day she finds a kesem. So ma would the tame of the Gemara said Neviya Korban Venechal, Kamash Malon, that it's not. The Gemara leads into the Rashi. How can it be ma would the tame of Neviya Korban Venechal? According to the Ramban and the Ran, it's all midirabban. Kesem is only midirabban. How can the Gemara have a hamina? The answer is no. Ma would the tame that the Hagosha she had on the first day, Sunday, Monday, talking about a zava gedola. In the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nigel Enid on Nun Beis on the base. So the Hargosha that she had on the first 2 days, Sunday and Monday, is mitzaref to the Riyah that she has on the third day also. That's also called the Riyah B'Hargosha. I would have thought that it's Vadai, Kamash Malon, that it's a Sufik. We're not so convinced that it's Migufa. We're not so convinced that it's Migufa. So it'll be Mevi'a Korban Vein Anechal. Mevi'a Korban Vein Anechal. Huh? A suffix, you only bring chatasai? Okay. Whenever you have a suffix, usually you don't bring a chatas mi suffix. So the only chatas you can bring mi suffix will be chatasai, abo ala suffix. Okay. So that's from the Gemara, it sounds like Rashi. Kamash Malan, Rashi says, so Rashi holds that the Hargosha from the one day, the first 2 days was with Hargosha. So even though the third day was B'li Hargosha, the Hargosha from the first 2 days relates to the third day. Rashi on the second daf, Nun Beis, on the base, took in the middle of Yimei Nida, not Yimei Lav, Yimei Ziva. But Nida and Zava, the same thing, when you get to Hargosha. Shmuel's din applies both to Nida and to Zava. That you need Hargosha, and Kesem is only with the Rabbanan. So there the Rashi has the opposite. If there's Hargosha on the second day, so the Hargosha relates back to the Riya that took place yesterday. Just the Machloike Satanoim, how close do these two have to be? Do they have to be is it good if they're within 24 hours? Or has to be Dafke on the same calendaric day? So that's a Machloikis. Rebbe says, Toila Kisma Biriyosa Me'es Lies. It's not a din of Taliyah. It's not what we would call Taliyah. Taliyah usually means something else. Toila Kisma Biriyosa means we assume that just like, now we assume there was Hagosha. The Hagosha on the Riyah, Alpidin, relates to the Kesem also. As long as it's within 24 hours there, Mitzurif to each other. So it's considered, even the Kesem is called the Riyah Behagosha. Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, only Yomo, only if it's on the same calendaric day, then it's Mitzurif Yachad. So based on these two Rashis, that if you had one Riyah b'Hargosha, the other Riyah b'li Hargosha, the Hargosha on the one can relate to the other one. So that's what the Tshuva in the Chasam Sofer develops that idea. He says if the woman had a Riyah b'Hargosha, then she has to make a Hefsek Tara. So yes, why does she have to make a Hefsek Tara? Some of the Achrayim said, some of the Rishayim said, there's no need for Hefsek Tara. She senses that there is no Hargosha, Shai. So there's no Hargosha, so even if there is Dam, Dam al Hargosha doesn't count. So he said, that's wrong. If there'll be Dam on the seventh day, let's say of the Nida, you won't make a Hefsek Tara. So that Dam is still considered Mitzurif. Once she became a Zav Gadol, once she became a Nida, the Kozman, you didn't make a Hefsek Tara. That dam is called the Riyah Mamish. And then there's room to argue the point and say that even after making a Hefsek Tara, one can argue the point till all the Shivinikim are up, one can argue the point that a Ribuli Hagosha would be Soysim and Atur. So he says that he doesn't agree. That he holds that once you made the Hefsek Tara, finished, whatever dam comes later, if it's Bili Hagosha, that would only be Soysim and the Rabbanah, that wouldn't be Soysim and Atur. Halacha L'maisa, that is the meaning of the Moira Hara. That the Mekel, if the woman has a Riyah Dam, a Kesem, in the middle of Shimon Akiyim, we assume that it's only Midi Rabbanon. Even if the doctor ascertains that it's Vadai Min HaMokar, we assume since it was B'li HaGoshe, it's only going to be Soysim Midi Rabbanon, and therefore there's room to be Mekel, if it'll be Adav Shein Mekabel Tumah, Dig Dig Tzivonim, so there's room to be Mekel on that. But there, that's, these were three different Hezberim. Why there's room to be Machma? We better run to Dav Min. Okay. We'll start again tomorrow from this point.